Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you. In this hour, we're going to be joined by the founder and editor-in-chief of Road and Travel Magazine. Courtney Caldwell is standing by. In hour number two, we're going to shine the spotlight on the peninsula in Monterey. We're in the third week of August every year. The car faithful come to enjoy a wide variety of events and auctions. And Tom McDowell, who is the owner and chairman of Concorso Italiano, will be with us to tell us about what's in store for 2012. And Nick Waller from the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance will be telling us all about this year's spectacular 62nd variant of the Pebble Beach event held on Pebble Sunday. Coming up in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations around the nation, we'll be joined by Marie Boyens, who's the Director of Business Development for Sequent Consumer Products. They make a whole slew of aftermarket products, including the wash drops, the new way to wash your vehicle, and they're going to be announcing the winner of a contest here on the broadcast. A little later on, in hour number three, we've got a couple of pending folks that are perhaps going to be joining us. If not, we're going to play some interviews that I recorded recently at one of the international auto shows. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, and we'll throw out a trivia question in hour number two. And email-wise, of course, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can get a hold of me at bob@boblongradio.com. Well, the cover story for the September issue of Road and Travel magazine is all about traveling alone, what women need to know before they go. It's a fascinating story, and to tell us all about the story is the founder and editor-in-chief of Road and Travel magazine, Courtney Caldwell. Courtney, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Thank you. I'm fine, thanks. And how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. So this story that you're going to be shining the spotlight on here in this hour of the broadcast is featured in your September issue, and it's a story that is very personal because it's a story of the relocation of your own personal home from the greater New England area back to California.
Yes. Well, one of the things with Road and Travel is that we are a 25-year-old magazine that is aimed at the women's market. And when we decided to move the company back from New England to Los Angeles, where the magazine was originally started, we decided to make it a cross-country road trip because the goal was to help educate women on how to travel safely alone and the do's and the don'ts and all the tips to keep them safe when they're on the road by themselves.
Extremely important because, you know, it just seems like lots of people, when they get away from familiar territory, that's when they start to get nervous.
They do, absolutely. And there's a lot of things that people can do to help keep themselves safe on the road, especially women when they're traveling alone. And, you know, we already did one issue, the before issue, before I left the road from Rhode Island to California, which took 8 days, by the way. A lot of pre-planning should go into such a cross-country trip. Also wanted to mention that U-Haul and Bridgestone Tires sponsored the trip, and U-Haul provided a 17-foot-long truck. So that's another thing that you have to consider whether you're taking a road trip or you're actually moving across country. You want to consider, well, what are you moving? How much are you moving? You know, picking the right size vehicle to take your things with you and making sure that you have access to what you need in that vehicle. If it's a U-Haul truck, for example, things that you might need access to during the course of the trip, you want to keep near the back of the truck.
That's certainly.
And, of course, you want to be on very good, safe tires because it doesn't matter how well the vehicle runs. the vehicle tires are not safe or are not, you know, there's not enough air in them, especially on a trip like that, that kind of distance. You could get yourself into a lot of trouble. So it's important to make sure you have the right vehicle for your trip and make sure you're on good, safe tires.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the reaction that you had when you told folks within your family and circle of friends that you are about to embark on a 3,200-mile cross-country journey behind the wheel of a 17-foot U-Haul truck, and you're going to be doing it all by yourself. What did people say?
Well, for my family, they're not surprised because they know that I've done things like this my entire life. But the interesting fact is that a lot of people that don't know me or colleagues, when I mentioned it, they were always surprised and said, what, you're going to travel by yourself? And I'm glad they asked me that question because it gave me the opportunity to share the information for themselves or their daughters or their sisters or mothers or whoever may be traveling across the country or even across town.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that women do and shouldn't do when they're traveling that can keep them out of harm's way. For example, for myself, when I did the cross-country trip, I planned months in advance. I planned my route completely from the East Coast to the West Coast, where I was going to stop, made hotel reservations, how many miles you're going to do in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's different, and some people can do 500 miles in a day, which is about 12 hours of driving. Other people can only do 300 miles. Neither is right or wrong. It's just you have to plan on that. Especially if you're traveling alone, because it's really important to remember that you can't just fly by the seat of your pants and hope to get into a hotel. And it's, you know, I drove across country in May, so you have a lot of kids out of college. You had a lot of families beginning their spring and summer traveling. A lot of the hotels across the country are already booked. So you don't want to get stranded or stuck and end up staying at some sort of flea bag motel that could be very dangerous. So it's really
true.
Important to plan well. Far ahead, let your family know what states you're going to be in, what cities, what hotels you're going to be staying at. Make sure that a great tip is not only take a portable navigation system like a Garmin, for example, but also print out your directions and give a copy to your family so they know exactly what route you're taking. It's just really important for safety
really
that someone always
advice.
Knows where you are at all times.
Yep, doing your homework and planning, very, very important. And as you said, you know, this is something that if you plan it out correctly and if you know your own limitations, it was a really good point that you made. Some folks can drive 500 miles in a day, but somebody else 300 miles in a day, you got to take all those things into consideration and kind of don't bite off too much, so to speak.
Exactly. And, you know, you have to make sure that the vehicle you're driving, whether it's your own personal car or it's a truck like U-Haul, is in good condition from the beginning. You don't want to have breakdowns along the way. When a man breaks down, it's a major inconvenience. When a woman breaks down, it could be life-threatening. So it's really important to make sure that the vehicle you're driving is in really good condition. Your oil is, you know, up to snuff. Your tires are full of air. You've got great tires on your vehicle. You know, the vehicle is well balanced. The cars are balanced. And then you also have to consider your stops. One of the things that we recommend strongly is make sure you stop at this many, as you probably know, Bob, you've probably driven across the country many times as I have, that you stop at service centers and not truck stops.
Mm-hmm.
Because service centers have gas stations, they have restaurants, they have bathrooms, and you want to try to reduce the number of stops. So a service center offers a one-stop shop, so to speak. You get to do all of those things, and it's a very well-populated area. And so those are all along the major freeways. And if you time them perfectly and keep your gas tank close to, you know, always above half full as opposed to below half full,
mm-hmm.
You're more likely to get to where you need to go completely safe and unharmed.
Very good advice. Courtney Caldwell is with us from Road and Travel Magazine. When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell folks all around North America about some more tips that Courtney has, and we'll find out more about her adventures and talk a little bit about U-Haul and Bridgestone. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Very much for being here each and every week at this time. You can find us on great radio stations all across North America, as well as online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Courtney Caldwell is with us. She is the founder and editor-in-chief of Road and Travel Magazine, and she's telling us all about her own personal journey of traveling alone from Rhode Island back to California, the relocation of her office. And she's written a wonderful piece that you'll see in the September issue of Road and Travel, Traveling Alone, What Women Need to Know Before They Go. And Courtney's already told us a number of tips. Planning is very, very important. And also, Courtney, you point out that you've got to decide how you want to get there. So you got to know if you're taking a car, you got to make sure it's in proper working condition, and you got to make sure that you bring it to a mechanic beforehand. Another interesting tip that I thought that you brought up here in the piece is let the mechanic know how far you're traveling and ask the mechanic which extra supplies you should have in the trunk in case of a breakdown. I think that's an excellent idea.
Yes, actually, you should keep a security box, if you will, in your trunk at all times, not just when you're traveling. But some of those things would be extra water, blankets, flashlights, a rope, even a kneeling pad if you have to change a tire or get down to look under the vehicle for any reason. Any kind of thing that you might need for a day or two to survive, and especially extra water. That's really important. But also, if you're traveling across the country, one of the tips that I found personally that works for me that kept me in the truck, in the U-Haul vehicle much more often and fewer stops, was keeping a cooler on the other seat. And I put the seat belt around it so that in case of emergency stops, quick stops, it didn't thrust forward and all the ice went all over the vehicle. But you could keep snacks and you can keep water and soft drinks in that cooler so that you don't have to make as many stops. That would be one of the biggest tips, is plan your trip ahead so you make as few stops as possible. Because once you're outside of the truck, as a woman, you're a sitting duck. And I don't care if you're in the safest of places, there's always going to be people that notice that you're by yourself. And something that's come up on World National News, and I have been writing about this for a few years now, is not just distracted driving, but distracted walking. And I'm seeing, I don't know if I'm seeing more of it here in California because it's a bigger state or if it's just more abundant here. But people are walking into crosswalks. They're pushing their baby carriages while they're texting, while they're talking on the phone. And it's just a horrible situation because people are walking right in front of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And so coincidentally on World News the other night with Diane Sawyer, there was a mention of laws are now being put into place for distracted walking. And they actually showed some video footage of people falling into holes, walking into the street, almost getting hit by cars. One guy almost walked into a live bear.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and they was caught on a building camera nearby, and he had his head down. He was texting on a sidewalk, and a huge black bear had come out of the woods and was walking towards him on the sidewalk. And as soon as he looked up, he couldn't have been more than 3 feet away. He just scooted, so turned around and ran so fast. But, they've shown people falling into sinkholes. I mean, it's just become very, very dangerous. And seven times more people are getting hurt seven times more than they were just two or three years ago from distracted walking.
I can believe it, definitely. You see it out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit more about U-Haul, one of your big sponsors here on the trip. They really did it up big. I understand that they actually painted a mural on the side of the van honoring a great adventure from years ago.
Actually, the painting on the side, the mural on the side of the truck was a painting of a famous young Indian girl from the Lewis and Clark expedition. Her name was Sacagawea. And I get goose pimples just talking about her because her story is so fascinating. When Lewis and Clark were assigned the expedition to discover the Northwest Rockies, they had to go to the local people at that time. And this was 200 years ago. And, of course, the Northwest Rockies in the winter has blizzard-like conditions. And they went to a local Indian tribe. And they were looking for someone that could take them through the hills and the lakes and the back ways. And they ended up hiring this gentleman whose young wife was a young Indian girl named Sacagawea. Well, he ended up being relatively not useless, but not as much help as they thought. And Sacagawea, at 16 years old and a baby in tow, to a four-month-old baby, led the Lewis and Clark expedition to not only safety but survival. She prevented them from drowning. Their canoes tipped over. She was the only one that didn't panic and saved all of their journals and all of their gear that fell into the lake while they were trying to swim to safety. She led them into safe areas around. She knew where the worst wildlife was, where the most food was. And just an amazing young woman who at 16 in sub-zero weather is leading this group of 20 or 30 men to success and to survival. And, you know, traveling alone, and which back then was just unheard of, you know.
Totally so, unheard of, yeah.
For people, any of your listeners that may want to look her name up or do some research on her, she's just an absolutely fascinating young woman and became very, very famous. Her S-A-C-A-J-E-W-A, and it's, we pronounce it Sacagawea. Some people pronounce it a little bit differently, but that's the spelling of it. And so they had, Buhal had painted her mural on it because they're a huge supporter, not only of the women's market and women traveling alone, but also of green issues and of children's issues. In fact, it was a man and a woman that discovered Buhal, was a married couple. They came out of World War II, and they came out of the service, and they were driving to go set up their home.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have anything to haul their things in, so they had to leave everything behind. Because back then in the 40s, they didn't have trailers and trucks.
Sure.
For the average consumer. So a lot of servicemen and women had to leave their belongings behind, give everything up, and just drove away with the shirt on their back. So it was this couple who founded U-Haul. And there's a story about them at the uhaul.com website as well. So they've been a huge proponent of all sorts of different issues. They have a coloring contest for kids and just all sorts of things that I find amazing. And Bridgestone as well. They've been a huge supporter of the women's market. And, you know, they understand how important safety is for women when they're driving and making sure that they get on to the right set of tires for the particular vehicle they're driving or in the particular conditions they're driving in. As you know, you're in the Northeast, and it can snow, and it can be mushy and slushy.
Get a little bit of everything, absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue telling you all about Courtney's adventure and some more great tips straight ahead right here on Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. Just call 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Caldwell is with us. He is founder and editor-in-chief of Road and Travel magazine, roadandtravel.com. Traveling Alone, What Women Need to Know Before They Go. It's Courtney's own story of her traveling from the New England area, Rhode Island, back out to California, relocating her office, and she's put together a wonderful article here with all kinds of tips and all kinds of great advice, and that's really interesting information about U-Haul. I didn't realize that it was founded by a husband and wife right out of World War II. When you stop and think about U-Haul today, I mean, they have locations just about everywhere.
They do. They have locations all over the U.S. They have trailers, all-size trucks from 10-foot, you know, from one apartment to a one-bedroom to three-bedroom. One time we drove a 26-foot truck across country. So, I mean, they do have pretty good-sized vehicles. And when you do decide what you want to rent from them or from any other company, you want to make sure that you're not getting something too small, so you have to end up leaving things behind, or getting it too big where you have a lot of empty space and you're spending extra money. They also have a lot of storage units, which is, for example, there's other rental truck companies out there for moving, but not all of them have rental space. So you might want to store things when you get to your new location and, you know, until you get your new home set up. And that's one of the things that I like about U-Haul is not only they rent the vehicles, but they also have storage space almost in every city around the United States. Bob, there's one thing I wanted to clarify, too. Stepping back just for a moment, I wanted to clarify the point I was making about distracted walking. I got sort of off on a tangent about the story. One of the things that this is especially aimed at everyone, but for women especially, if you're traveling alone, you know, stay off your text and your phone while you're walking from the restaurant to the vehicle or to the restroom or the gas station, because women with their heads faced down towards their phone make easier targets for someone that might want to kidnap them or attack them in any way. especially if they're in a more remote area. You need to be on guard. You need to keep alert. You need to be aware of your surroundings at all times. And that's the point I was trying to bring up about distracted walking, is those are the women that make the best targets for the bad guy, if you will. And you just recently had an ad on your radio show a few minutes ago while I was on hold on missing children.
Mm-hmm.
And when a child goes missing, everybody jumps to attention immediately, the police, the neighborhoods. But 100,000 young women or women go missing a year in the United States alone.
Wow.
And some of them just run away and then come back or whatever. But because they are considered adults, they are not taken seriously as missing anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. And a lot can happen in that time.
That's scary. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my points of the trip was, you know, remain alert. Don't be distracted by people who seem like good Samaritans. Keep your purse across your chest as opposed to on your shoulder. Don't be distracted by, you know, on your phone talking or texting. And just generally, you know, be really careful. And then the other point I wanted to make about the Garmin or a portable navigation, if you don't have one in your vehicle, is, you know, make sure that you have not only a navigation that speaks to you so you don't have to be distracted by looking at directions, do have a printed copy, not only to give to your family, but in case anything goes wrong with your navigation, you can pull over to the side of the road and you can look at the print version.
That is a really good idea. Absolutely. Courtney, you're on the small side, 5'1". What was it like driving a large vehicle? I know my own wife is 5'2", and I'm not a big guy either. Sometimes that's a big fear for folks about getting behind the wheel of a large vehicle if you're not used to it.
It is, and that was one of the biggest questions I got from a lot of people, especially other women. You know, what's a small person, how is a little girl, a little woman like you going to drive a big vehicle like that? My answer was, well, I don't have to carry it. I just have to drive it. But, you know, I mean, they have handles that help you pull up. They have step outs, so it's like walking up a set of stairs, you know, two or three stairs. You don't have to stand on a ladder and get thrown in or climb in. You know, I'm short from the shoulders to the waist. I'm more long-legged, so I had mm-hmm. no problem reaching the pedal. But for those people who are vertically challenged, like I am, you know, I sat on a pillow at some point for more comfort and to see a little bit higher. You know, it's just like driving any other vehicle. The only difference is that you have to make much wider corners and allow for a lot more room between the vehicle in front of you and the vehicle behind you. You know, but they have very large side view mirrors. One thing that is very difficult to get used to at first, but once you do, it actually ends up being easier, is they don't have rear view mirrors because you have the truck behind you, so you can't see anything. So you have the side view mirrors, and they're huge, and you get quite used to using those, and they actually end up being almost better because there are signs on the back of the truck to make sure that people can see. If you can't see the driver, then the driver can't see you, type of signs on the back of the vehicle.
That is a really good point that you bring up. You've already told us about planning out your route. Let's talk about specific routes. Do you recommend that folks stay on major highways? What do you recommend?
I do, especially if you're traveling alone. I mean, we're all tempted to sightsee because, especially if you've never traveled traveled across the country, and there's so many beautiful things to see in this country. But when you're traveling, when a woman is traveling alone, especially, stay on the interstates, the most well-traveled freeways. You don't want to go off any, you know, backcountry roads, mm-hmm. as beautiful as they may be, because if you break down and you're out there by yourself, you know, you could run into all sorts of trouble. And also make sure that the vehicle you're driving, no matter what it is, has roadside assistance. I believe that U-Haul trucks do have it, but I knew that, but I also had AAA. Even though I didn't have my own vehicle, AAA will cover you in any vehicle you're driving. So it's important that you stay on the main roads, stay on the main freeways, stay at mainstream type of hotels, like chains. For example, I stayed at the Hilton Homestead Suites, for example. Not the Homestead, mm-hmm. the Homewood Suites. Those are designed more with the kitchen, a little tiny kitchen. And, you know, if you bring your own food along, Then you can cook your own food. You don't have to go out and sit in restaurants by yourself. The other thing I strongly recommend is drive during daylight hours. Arrange your driving to make sure your miles that you drive each day and your driving, that you drive during daylight and make sure that you're at your hotel before dusk.
And that's always a really allow, good point.
Yeah, and always allow a little bit of extra time for problems, because you may run into construction along your route that, you know, wasn't there when you were planning the route. There may be a car accident that's holding up traffic. So you have to allow for a lot of little things. I always allowed a couple of extra hours each day for wiggle room for problems.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't need it, I got to the hotel a little bit early. If I needed it, I still got to the hotel during the daylight hours, which is a much safer way to arrive. You don't want to, one night I did get lost in St. Louis, which is not a fun place to get lost in. And it was due to construction, and my Garmin and my, I don't want to try to read a printed map while I'm driving, and my Garmin got a little screwed up and took me off on a little one-hour adventure, and it ended up being pitch black. And I called my hotel, and they said, yeah, you're about 10 miles out of your way. And they were kind enough to just literally stay on the phone with me the entire time and guide me all the way in. So those are the other things. You know, you want people to know where you are, but don't be afraid to call. You have your hotel phone numbers. Call ahead. Let them know you're going to be arriving. I did that every single morning. I would call ahead to call my hotel for that the coming night.
For that night. Great idea. More with Courtney straight ahead right here as Auto World continues. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
It's time with you, all of our listeners across North America and around the world. Courtney Caldwell is with us. She is founder and editor-in-chief of Road and Travel magazine, roadandtravel.com. She's telling us all about traveling alone, what women need to know before they go, and we're talking about some wonderful tips that you can check out online at roadandtravel.com. And one thing that we should talk a little bit more about, Courtney, and I think this is really cool what you've got in here as far as advice for especially women traveling alone is to go stealth. Don't draw attention to yourself, but you also bring up some really good points about using keys as a deterrent as you're walking to and from gas stations or rest stops along the way.
Did you say using keys?
Yeah, using a key. You said in the article it's a good idea to keep at least one key on your keychain, the longest one between your forefinger and your middle finger, so a potential bad guy or person can see that you've already got something in your hand, so they might think twice before doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. When the part of that article where we talk about going stealth, keeping a low profile. You don't want to wear anything flashy that's going to draw attention to yourself. No low tops, no short shorts. I mean, just keep it pretty, you know, dark jeans and, long sleeve or short sleeve tops, but, even a baseball cap. But you want to keep yourself as low profile as possible so you don't stand out and you can sort of blend in with the crowd. But one of the things that you're right, I do talk about is holding your keys in your hand with the longest, sort of in a fist formation, but the longest key is sticking out between your forefinger and your middle finger, so that if you did have to give someone a punch or a swat, for whatever reason, if they try to steal your purse, if they try to tug at your arm, whatever, you would be ready to, you know, jab that key into their eyeball or into their neck, and give yourself, you know, a fighting chance. It sounds extreme to some people, but with so many women disappearing every year and so many women that are hurt in a variety of different ways, it's just, you know, one way of self-defense in a sudden situation. I trained in the martial arts, Taekwondo, for 15 years, and I became not only a student, a black belt student, but I also became an instructor. And one of the things that we would teach women especially were self-defense mechanisms that, because we don't have the strength that men have, so one of the things that we would teach them was the element of surprise and the little things that could catch an attacker off guard, from using the heel of your shoe into the top of their foot, to an elbow and a rib cage if they grab you from behind, to, you know, stabbing them in the eye or the throat with just a key between your fingers. Yep. It would give you enough time to at least get away.
So tell us a little bit about your trip. It took 8 days to go from Rhode Island out to California. Were you pretty well along the way? I know once you arrived in California, you you came down with a little bit of a cold, no doubt. It's a taxing trip, but how did you make out, basically, vehicle-wise and otherwise? How was the 8 days of the journey?
Well, everything went as well as I planned it, and there's only one thing that was unexpected, and I want to point this out, is I should have taken a more southern route, because in the middle of the country, which is very flat, but when you get into the Rocky area, the Northwest or the Mid-Rockies, the Colorado, Idaho, those areas, you do a lot of hill climbing, which is worse for gas on your vehicle and on your budget. I have driven the southern route before, Interstate 40. I've done Interstate 70. This time I went 44 to 40. When I got to Oklahoma, I hit some severe headwinds, which I thought would last for 100 or 2 miles, and they lasted for 1,000 miles. All the way from Oklahoma to California, I had severe headwinds, which is very difficult on a high-profile vehicle. I still made it on time, but I went about $500 over budget on gas alone just because of those headwinds. So I don't know if it's that time of year. In Arizona, there was a lot of incline. You want to try to stay on flat roads as much as you can. It does save on gas. It does save on those kind of winds. One of the most interesting things is when I got into New Mexico, there were signs all over the place that said severe headwinds, although none of them said that before. And then a few signs up, it said, please call this number if you see a drunk driver. Well, I'm driving a high-profile vehicle. There's a lot of 18-wheelers on the road, and it was like a swan dance on the road because the winds were so high.
Sure.
Everybody was swerving in unison, and I just kind of laughed to myself and said, well, how would you even be able to tell which one of these was a drunk driver, because everybody's swerving at the same time?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, no question about it. And certainly another thing you should take into consideration, if you've never driven a big vehicle before, lots of folks are anxious to make a lot of time, perhaps drive a little faster than expected when they head out on a road trip in a car. Now, if you do that same thing in a truck with the aerodynamics of a truck, you're definitely going to pay the price at the pump.
Yes, yeah, it's important to, allow yourself the time to go the speed limit. You don't want to first get pulled over, but they do use a lot more gas than a vehicle, a lot more gas, which, gas prices are very high right now. And if you plan your budget for a certain amount, you can be sure you're going to go over just a little bit. So when you drive a little too fast, or you take, most of my route was flat, except when I got to parts of Vegas, Nevada, Arizona. I should have gone a little bit further south as I got out to the west, and it was about 70 miles of slight incline, but you could really feel it. And also important, stay over to the right, because you've probably been one of those people in a car behind a trailer or a truck that's going really slow in the high-speed lane, and it really pisses you off. So it's really important that you stay over to the right and let cars pass, because cars have the ability to go faster where the trucks don't. And when you are facing winds, you can feel it hit the side of the truck, and you have to hold on with both hands and maintain control of that vehicle, because, it could easily get pushed to the side of the road a lot more easily than a car. So, there's a lot of challenges with driving a big truck, and I'm sure that if you're a first-timer and you went to a company like U-Haul and said, look, I've never driven a vehicle this size before, can I drive it around the block? Can I drive it for a mile? I'm sure one of their workmen would go with you and give you some great driving tips and give you an idea of what it feels like to drive a vehicle that size.
That's so true. And another thing we should point out about modern-day U-Haul vehicles, they all have automatic transmission, they all have air conditioning, and the creature comforts that we all expect.
They do. Yeah, radio. Well, it's not the best radio. It's not a stereo or a Bose, but it's, and the radio stations, of course, change as you go across country.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have CDs, bring those along, or if you have your iPod, of course, you can't drive with headphones on. That's illegal. But, you have to remember that it's the station that you have on and the state you're in when you're leaving is a wonderful station, but, you know, two states over, it's not going to be the same station. So you have to account for that and what kind of things are going to keep you entertained on the road. Years ago, I was a spokesperson for a night driving campaign and falling asleep at the wheel type of safety tips. And, you know, it's false that playing the radio loud and driving with the window down will help keep you awake when you're driving.
Yep.
And that's not true. You know, you have the lines. That's why it's especially important to drive during the day, because at night, when you're driving at night, the glare from oncoming vehicles, the white lines in the road from that are lit up a little bit more because of the vehicle lights, they can make you very groggy and drowsy. So that's another point of, you know, maintaining your, not only for safety reasons driving during the day, but it's less likely that you would fall asleep at the wheel. Versus at night.
Sometimes those nighttime lights can be almost hypnotic in a way.
Very much so.
You don't realize it. Well, Courtney, as usual, it's a pleasure to share the microphone with you. And again, remind folks about where they can check out this wonderful article that you put together. It will be of great help and value to everybody, not only women traveling alone, but anybody traveling alone. But it's called Traveling Alone, What Women Need to Know Before They Go, sponsored by U-Haul in Bridgestone. Can they find it online right now?
Well, if they go to roadandtravel.com right now, they're going to find our 16th annual Sex Car Buyer's Guide.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but if they type in to our search bar, Women Driving Alone, they'll find the articles because we archive everything. And then on September 1st, we're going to have a wrap-up of the whole trip.
Good. Well, we'll do a wrap-up in September as well. Thank you, Courtney, for all the valuable information, and look forward to getting you back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.